Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
Motherfucking Friday,
If y'all online, give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. Hold on, I'm trying to see what goddamn song I'm getting ready to play next. Hold on. Don't judge me. I know what I'm gonna play, cause this is where I'm from. Hey.
From the city of Killer Kelly that don't sleep, Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla, for real, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sac Town, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the FC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Kenfolk. Life, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game. On God, this love is pain.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted. Describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish. You get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids the face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air. We buy our clothes when we get there.
Yeah.
And when we done, we coming home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
In the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock. Studio, a live show, blowing up any spot. Putting fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580. Before Tyrese was dropping lately, Exhibit was pimping, rising ghosts was still Jamie. The only thing that's new is the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like Cube, true Angelino.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo.
To everybody in default that's pushing buttons. Niggas killing niggas, ain't nobody in the protest. Police kill a nigga, everybody's in distress. Black lives matter, but black people guilty too. Tearing up shit, taking shit that don't belong to you. White folks with BLM signs, taking knees. Tell Donald Trump we need way more these. He need to get down on two and say a prayer, cause this shit is going up the first day he's out of there. George Floyd didn't do nothing to get his life took. Personal vendetta never goes by the book. When you police that racist, take a knee on his neck and his back. Shit's about to crack. All I got to say, if I was there, I might be dead. They might have shot me trying to get him off his head.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't. text and serve. Yeah, that shit got to see everybody in America screaming, fuck the police. Fuck Tito, man, if the shoe was on the other foot, believe me, being a black man ain't easy. If black cops start pulling over whites for no reason, just to make the player feel even. Do what you wanna do to us, cause we can't fight back. Can't defend ourselves when we under attack. Same thing with Rodney King, he wasn't killed though. Thank God, old boy had a camera in a window. Document the unjust, the ones with the vest, kicking off all the looting and the protest. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I win it. Just gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get acquitted.
Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't.
Like we be equals up to me, we can rewrite history and quit gang banging, quit sex claiming, quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother, word to the mother. Red, blue, don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing, it's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bomb rush him. I bet he thank Christ next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm underground.
Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no it really don't.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com.
Uh-huh. Starting them whack dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is going on, man? This is Friday, yay, yay, yay. Y'all know nothing about that, you know what I'm saying? This is West Coast shit. Wait a minute. Fuck up every time. It's time for me to put the goddamn sound effects on. Them motherfuckers don't want to work. This is bullshit. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, give me 30 seconds. Let me see. How come they work? How come they work on Wednesday, but they don't work on Friday? It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Check this out, man. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building.
What's good with everybody?
Yo, what's going on, man? Then we got motherfucking Brev Ali.
49 Cowboys.
No, nigga. Nigga, it's 49ers, nigga. We got Julia. Let's see.
Hey, y'all.
I think my nigga Mook Nass up in this motherfucker. Hold on, I'm letting everybody in. Everybody get in.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Dojo. Hey, we got a caller from 318.
Hey, this Russell. This Russell.
What up, Russell?
Hey,
what up, y'all? What up, my people? What y'all talking about? What y'all trying to do? What y'all gonna do? What it is?
What up, Cozo Raider Nation from Las Vegas?
Oh, here we go. Hey, I go with the Raider Nation. I'm with that. I knew what this was gonna be about.
Nah. We ain't mad at you.
I'm just saying. The thing about after this weekend, that means that we can decide on who gonna be who. So when the Cowboys lose, how many people just even might just feel that? Just be like, okay, we lost, and the whole thing, y'all gonna be is like, we'll be back again next year.
I ain't gonna be like that, because they ain't gonna lose.
Okay. That's one positive vibe.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just over here flossing my teeth. You know what I mean? Lost them peeps, man.
So, Miss Julia, what's going on with you, girl? What you doing over there?
I'm flipping my garlic bread.
Flipping my garlic bread. Flipping my garlic bread. You heard what I said. Flipping my garlic bread.
Man, True West, I just finished In-N-Out Burger. Come on.
That nigga said In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out motherfucking veggie burger?
Man, he said I'm not no veggie. I ate a cow. What the hell you talking about? Ain't no veggie. He said he ate a cow. I just don't mess with the meats, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't mad at you, though. In and out to you, you know what I'm saying? I had some of these potato taquitos.
In
and
out there now? That's crazy.
With guacamole on them.
Joe, Jojo, you coming up here for the game or no?
Yeah, I'll be up there for the game. You know my cowboy gear on, representing cowboy.
I told y'all what I was going to do. I'm going to change my jersey every quarter. Every quarter, I'm going to change my motherfucking jersey.
Who you going to put on? Joe Montana first,
and then
Big John Wiggins.
What about what I'm going to put on? I'm going to put it on my Facebook.
Jay Rice. Big John Wiggins. Jay Rice.
He know he wearing some silver and black. You know, so.
Yeah, he better change his crying towel every quarter, too.
Mr. Edwin, you don't shut the fuck up.
I got this Roger Craig jersey over here I might let you have.
Oh, yeah, give me the Roger Craig jersey. What the fuck? You should have gave me that before the season even.
I said, if you heard, I said, might let you have.
Val TV, you done jumped on the air.
That motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. If that motherfucker too small, I squeeze my motherfucking ass up in there.
Oh, no, you can see it. You can see it. It's brand new, too. You know, I keep all my stuff real nice, you know. Some things you can't put through the washing machine. You have to hand wash it and then let it hang dry.
Oh, all my goddamn 49 jerseys hang dry anyway. Cold water hang dry. Cold water hang dry. But look, though. I know this is getting ready to be the motherfucking most irritating weekend on True West Radio. Because I be the only motherfucker 49er fan on here. And I got all y'all Dallas fans. Hold on, let me see.
Hey, Trey.
But
I'm 49er fan with you, brother.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, you can switch sides. You can switch hood.
I love it.
Never,
I love it.
Never die.
But I gotta bang this motherfucker by myself. I'm trying. Let me see. Who I need to call? That wasn't Foxy. I need to call one of these motherfuckers and let them know that we on here. Because I know that's what's getting ready to happen. And then, look.
Matter of fact, you need to bang one of them 49er theme songs.
Oh, nigga, when y'all lose, I'm going to make a song that damn day.
Oh, you in on my call. We good.
I'm motivating him. You're not a motivational speaker.
True West.
Yes.
Val TV is on the line from Las Vegas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm good.
I forgot. You know what? I saw that number and I was like, damn, what the God? What's that? Val TV from Las Vegas, man. Let everybody know what's going on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have y'all in the cut like that.
Oh, no, that's fine. Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be on. And I just want to, you know, let everybody know that we do have a great show coming in Las Vegas. And for all those that can come to Las Vegas on February 11th, we are doing the Def Jam stage live. It is a showcase for talented artists. And we just proud to say, hey, we want you all to know that we do have a platform for you all that are enlightened by the word and want to express yourself with good music to just contact us. But right here at True West, I appreciate you giving me the platform to tell everyone that we are having this event, and the plug is great. Thank you, Scratch. And thanks to Donald Cooper, too.
Oh, no, I apologize because I saw the number, and I'm like, who the hell number is that?
You better be glad I didn't have the Philippines call you. You really would have been scratching your head. Come on now. You know you can't be calling our friends, my people.
Like 000,
so
that
means...
Zero. But
that
look,
means
so,
zero,
this,
zero,
is what it is. This is what it is. They got something going on right now to where, you know, it's a Polypool radio show. You know, you guys could contact her and talk to about it if you guys want to do it. I'm pretty sure we get ready to give her contacts out to where you guys could actually, you know, listen to it. You know, I mean, call her or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's the old girl, but you know what I'm saying. Y'all deal with her. Don't deal with me. So don't call
we all one people, one love, and one success, one light. So we all gonna roll up in here. I got capacity in this showcase. I'm not just looking for bodies and artists. I'm telling you, I'm looking for the best. And it ain't me, it's we. And that's why I'm talking on this line, because I know this is a source for the best. Okay? And I tell you what, if you don't believe in yourself, why should I believe in you? And you feel me? You feel me? All right, and watch your week. So I tell you,
give these people more understanding about what you're trying to do and what's going on.
Okay. Yes. What I'm trying to do is actually, show the artists that we do appreciate the fact that, you know, we have a platform where they can actually perform. So we are going to have the showcase at 1401 East Flamingo, and this is Las Vegas 89119. For those that want to get into the showcase, we are offering a few prizes, which actually we will offer at least the recording session, along with a association with Def Jam. You'll be able to get an offer for a recording contract and also Q&A. So we're looking for about 10 artists. We are actually inviting the artists that we want to select to be seen. And we have a showcase each Friday night here in Las Vegas, and on Tuesday, where the artists can come and get critiqued. We will be selecting from there, and the artists will receive tickets. So that way, you know, we want each artist at least to bring their fans. And like I said, if you got like at least 20 fans to follow you, that would be great. But the packages, you'll be on CWTV. It is a TV pilot, and it's been shot for television. Again, this is the Def Jam Star Search, and we're looking for that, you know, that superstar. Yet, come on out to Las Vegas. You can contact us. You contact us directly or by text, area code 702-475-2028.
And y'all better get y'all pen and pad together right now again.
Go ahead. 702.
Yes, 702-475-2028.
I was looking like, what the hell? I forgot that number. I looked at that number. Damn,
yeah.
I talked to you earlier and I looked at the number like, what the hell that number?
Absolutely. But Scratch, I did tell you this is like the second show. The first show we did back in September,
right,
and it was a success, and that was with Rap-A-Lot West Back to School Jam. So we do have like a conscious of education, a conscious of keeping hope alive, Vegas strong, and that was great where Rap-A-Lot West came out, their artists came out on September 15th we had, and it's being televised on CW on January the 26th. Following with this show will also be televised. And the artists, they will get their EPK. They have, you know, opportunity to come in and get critiqued. But in the meantime, we do have showcases every week that's leading up to the final day, which is February 11th.
If y'all don't know what EPK is, it's called electronic press kit. So y'all need,
right.
though, if y'all want to, if y'all really want to get, you know, recognized, but what she's saying is that it's a point to where you guys could be on the CW. You know what I'm saying? You call her number, you will, you know, she'll hook you up with what you need to do in order to be involved with this project. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm too old. I ain't doing it. Even though I'll kill the whole show. They'll be like, oh, scratch one. All I got to do is just do one performance. It's over. Nah,
but, Scratch, you know, you have a special invitation, you and Donald. Cooper, and we definitely want you in the house because you are the type of people we want to recognize, and we need to lead by example. We need to make sure that the youth know that we have their best interests. And not only youth, I mean, if you, whoever you are, we have your best interests at hand.
Old people
you know.
In there too, baby.
Yeah, old people in there too. Yes, but they're definitely going to be in the house, the music executives from Def Jam. And we want to make sure that we brand the record labels as well as, you know, give the artist an opportunity. And I want to thank Mr. Donald Cooper here. He's always been there to make sure and support, you know, I'm an independent TV producer, distributor, but he has the expertise of getting people behind you to making stuff happen. So we have a beautiful venue at the Performing Arts Theater, and it's only about one block from the Las Vegas Strip. So we definitely want to get you on board. Again, let me give you the number. It's 702-475-2028, and that's the Def Jam Star Search. We're looking for showcases for artists, whether it's R&B or you sing. Come on out to Las Vegas.
Y'all
all right, and also I'm gonna go ahead.
How can me and Scratch get on the panel of judges?
That's awesome. Hey, well, thank you. You know, that's great. I'm glad that you said that. I'm going to talk with Mr. Cooper, and we're going to make that arrangement. There you have it. So please
right.
do.
You guys don't over-intimidate me, but anybody flying in, I'm also going to take care of you guys with VIP ground transportation from the airport to your hotel or place of stay to the venue and back. Let's just coordinate that with me. You follow that number. We'll get back to you. You guys, we're going to be talking to you every week. We represent also MGM Resorts. We're the largest casino resort operator in town. Open up Hakkasan, largest entertainment venue. Guest list, 100,000 people. So taking care of you guys on a up close and personal VIP treatment for this special event, February 11th. We're going to make it happen, okay?
If I come down there, I need the double, triple, quadruple VIP.
We don't live. You know me. I don't know.
I need to be stand on the roof type of shit.
Hey, Cuzzo, you know I don't know that if world. It's when world. It's when week. Because ain't no if world in my vocabulary. I wouldn't be doing this if it was a if. This is happening.
I know. I already know, Cuzzo. It's all good.
One love to you guys. Listen, we got to push out of here. We got another show. I love you guys. We appreciate the opening up the doors for us. I love the music. Listen, I love the one cent a minute. Man, I can't be on this phone long enough to give you enough, so I'm going to have to hit the cash out button. Later, fellas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, dollar sign, King Scratch, 760.
You know me, I'll be in Cali quicker than you see that Cash App money. I see you in a minute.
Okay. Well,
later,
Cash App, it'll be in a night, but you'll be in Cali about 2 or 3 hours later. I'm just saying.
Listen, man, love you guys. We'll be seeing you.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, Miss B, I love you. Hey, let's get it in. Let's get it work. You ain't got to hang up just because this ass is hanging up.
If we have a showcase, I wish you were here. He's going to make sure that you're taken care of, and we're going to take care of the show for those that come out again. Last thing, that's February 11th, and be sure to you know, text me your information or give us a call, and we will have a representative to call you back and get you taken care of. Again, the number before we say goodbye,
one more
area code 702-475-2028. Thank you, True West, 100%. Thank you, Scratch.
Thank y'all. I love y'all, man. Y'all go out there and do the damn thing for the night. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's what True West Radio do, man. We try to get it. Man, look. So,
hey,
the whole twist is it's getting ready to be a reality show. Not reality. Well, I don't know if I can call it reality, but it's going to be a show that they're trying to get syndicated, and it's getting ready to put all y'all rappers or singers or whatever, and you get on that motherfucker.
Scratch.
Yes?
We need to get into that MGM and throw a show.
Do where?
Didn't he say he was plugged with the MGM?
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker, he worked. That nigga is like one of the head motherfuckers.
We need to make some plans and make something happen, Captain. You know what I mean? Shit.
You know how people from L.A. love to come to Vegas? We need to throw a L.A. run out there in one of them hotels every year. Just for
well,
LA
the motherfuckers want me to. They want me to DJ at the Luxor. That Ron,
yeah,
that club bar, Ron the Luxor. They want me to DJ in that motherfucker.
Like,
so we need to do a True West Smoke Fest.
Yeah, something like that. A festival.
This nigga said smoke. That nigga said Smoke Fest.
Listen, because if you think about it, that's gonna bring money. I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga. It's gonna bring money. You can
like,
have the wackest motherfucking artist there, but they gonna come for the weed.
Yeah. Well, we gonna figure out something in order for us to make some money. But you know, when it comes
if we can figure that out, I will call in every motherfucking grower I know, and I guarantee we're going to win. And that's over 30 of them.
Well, we will actually find out what we can do after the chill get out the head. You know what I mean? Because this is chilly. Chili Willy Penguin ain't got nothing to do with smoking. You can smoke in the cold. That's good. At least let's wait till like, springtime when it start being a little like mild.
420. We can try to plug it in for
420. Now you talking. Let's go 420.
Yeah. Benoli Park. Benoli Park is where they had a jazz festival. We get that whole park.
Jazz. Yeah.
No, that's
let's
a park
do that.
Where we
can do jazz too, but the Smoke Fest is going where it's going to win.
Move where?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just the park that I know that'll do it because Benoli Park hosts the jazz festival in Vegas every year. And that park is about the business.
And what day is that, Mook?
That's in April, too.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You have to, where we make money at is on them vendors, because everybody with a smoke shop won't want a 10x10 space.
And then we just motherfucker make them pay for their goddamn, they little spots.
That's where you make your money.
That's why if we start doing the numbers now and make sure we get it done now, then we can go ahead and do what we got to do later on with the bench. You know what I mean? That's where the money going to come from. Now, if we can find licenses and shit for ourselves.
believe
start
me.
Start
tapping
with the dispensaries and have them sponsor it. And they just pay the sponsorships, get you back
to the
dispensary. And then they'll pay for the artist, your main headline artist, pretty much.
Look, check this out. Now, see, wait, hold on.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
We'll talk
about this on the after show because we don't want to put too much of our business out there.
We'll do this
on the after show.
My boy Mook, DJ Ken, he wanted to put us up on game on some shit that I didn't know about. What would you tell these niggas what you talking about, Ken?
It's a clubhouse platform as far as reaching people. I was trying to tell Scratch, like, that's the platform that's going on right now today. And regardless of what you're doing, you got to get on the wave of what's happening right now. Like, today, people get richer easier than they did back when we was hustling, trying to, you know, make a dollar.
Hell yeah.
You know, they doing shit that's really we wouldn't even think about. But they're doing it, and they're getting clout from, I mean, actually showing themselves to the world. It's social media. You know, people all over the world can get in touch with you right now versus yesterday. Like, you be writing letters to motherfuckers back in our day. Right now,
people
you got motherfuckers watching you, doing everything that you're doing right where you're standing.
It's called Clubhouse, y'all.
Clubhouse app, you know. So I was telling, you know, Scratch, you bring your True West to the Clubhouse, bring all your folks on there, that's where you're reaching more people. You're reaching thousands of people.
So point big is all y'all,
this is
go and download Clubhouse on the phone, you know what I'm saying? And then we got the True West on the club. I was, hell, I just logged on and then Mook just showed up. Like, what?
Just like that, huh? It didn't take me no time, huh?
It didn't take you. I just logged in because I told him, I said, give me 4 hours, and then I just logged on the club, and then Mook was on that motherfucker.
Because it was like True West. It's on Clubhouse. So I was like, okay, Scratch, now tapped in. Let's see what's popping. But see, you ain't got no headline or nothing.
I ain't got nobody over that motherfucker. So everybody,
so
y'all going.
That's the niggas want to hear. Especially if it's anything we doing, like if we doing something in Vegas, we going to want everybody to meet us there.
Right.
You know, some real hip-hop shit. Meet us at this motherfucker. And they coming. You talking about they playing the numbers game. We talk to 1,000 motherfuckers. We going to get 100 of them.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all. So, I mean, if y'all, you know, y'all got some spaces in y'all phone, y'all just go and download Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? Because we get ready to try to take, you know, even when we go to Sirius Radio, we have our Clubhouse together anyway. So, this just... You know, it ain't about just True West Radio. It's just about, nigga, all of y'all can just download the shit. And then we can get people to come in. We have like a motherfucking, what'd you say, move like? Thousands of motherfuckers coming to fuck with us.
And you controlling it. You know, you and your people's moderating. Y'all control it. It gets popular. Once it gets popular, you can't let it down. Everybody got a job. You know, then you know you be right up under there with Shade Room, and Shade Room been doing this a long time. And Shade Room, just the title alone got that shit so popping. Like it's hundreds of thousands of people in Shade Room.
We could fuck
depends on what
they're
talking about, motherfuckers is logging on.
Yeah, because I threw up the True West. Then I think I threw it up and I put the number on there. You know what I'm saying? So we got to.
That's the
man.
Thing that you eliminate. That's the part of the game you eliminate because, see, you can still play your music. People can listen. You can tell them. moderators can say what they want to say. You give your props, because once you start getting popular, these people won't want you to advertise their shit. They might kick you out a little something for doing that. So a lot of the moderators make sure they do it. So they're getting paid. They're getting paid to host rooms like that, because when it gets over a million people, these motherfuckers won't in on what the fuck is going on.
Right. So all y'all motherfuckers go and get that motherfucker app to where we could all be on there. Because, hell, even if we ain't on here, all we got to do is just log in whenever we ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And then when you have your people talking from Vegas like they spoke today, you put that on your headline. Folks don't want to hear about what the hell is going on. Any plug, motherfuckers want to hear about it.
Right. Y'all hear that? That's why I wanted Mook to tell y'all about that shit, because I'm still lost, but I'm kind of getting it.
Yeah, I watched that with, what's his name, WAC 100 and them, and a lot of them. A lot of them, they just spend their whole life just arguing for be gangsters and stuff, so I just really just tuned out. I'm like, I'm on some, you know, having fun type stuff. They just worry about what hood and whose hood they from and what hood they ain't.
Yeah, but,
like,
but you know how many people want to hear that controversy? This motherfucker trying to listen in on that shit.
Everybody
want to
hear that shit.
That nigga is, you know, people think it's like, oh, that nigga going against the grain. No, the nigga changing with the time, because that, you know, he got the Tekashi 6ix9ine nigga up under his label. So, I mean, he managing the nigga. So, you know, he got the snitch jacket on and everybody hated. But the thing is, like, y'all hate this nigga. This nigga's pulling 8 million people a day following him. You motherfuckers don't want to make no money, but this nigga's going to make all of that money. And that's what he's saying. He was like, he don't give a fuck about that nigga being a snitch.
Bro, y'all download the goddamn app, because we need that. As bad as I hate Tekashi 6ix9ine, please download that motherfucker. I will make a goddamn whole whatever got to say about that nigga.
Well, Scratch, that's what it is. That's the time. See, that's how hip-hop evolved. You got to get on the wave. Like, we did that shit. We was coming out of high school. We had a club. Nobody had done that in L.A.
Mm-mm. Nigga, hey, look. We had a club when we was like 16 years old.
Nobody had done that in L.A. The gangbangers fucked our shit up, fucked our little ambitions up and shit.
Yeah, they damn sure did.
You know?
Nigga, we like 16, 17 years old and had a club, nigga.
On the radio and shit. On the main
nigga.
Radio. Okay, that.
Oh, my God.
With a whole commercial.
Nigga, look. Nigga, with posters on the goddamn post. We had the posters up and everything.
See, we been
nigga,
doing this shit a
remember
long time.
What we let? Hey, remember we let everybody in the goddamn club for 99 cents?
Yep. That's what we posted on the radio, nigga. The Scratch
Yep.
Down Palace. 99
Scratch
cents.
Scratch Down Palace, nigga. We had people come in for 99 cents. How you gonna go to the club for 99 cents?
Young motherfuckers. Had a whole young crowd of motherfuckers.
I remember they used to ask us to bring a can of soup, about 3-4 cans of soup. You can get in for free at the club. At the Sheraton by the airport off of Sepulveda, boy, I used to walk all the way down La Brea, all the way down motherfucking Sepulveda to get to that club.
It wasn't no club. It was a young club because, hell, there wasn't no alcohol or nothing.
We was
then
young.
We had DJ battles and that motherfucking everything. You come in there and play. You pay $1 and we'll give you a penny back. A lot of people didn't even want their penny. That was the thing that we did when we was, man, me and this nigga Ken, me and Mook was children.
We was young and running wild.
We was young and
hip hop out the game.
Yep.
Doing all the hip hop.
We did all that shit. And DJ Battle, I remember I used to tear Battle Cat ass up every time he showed up at the club.
Niggas couldn't fuck with us. We were scratching niggas up.
Oh, we was tearing niggas up. Couldn't nobody fuck with us in the DJ battle.
Yeah, we was fucking niggas up.
They couldn't fuck with us. Nigga, you go come to our club? You come in the our club.
Yeah, that was in the way we was young. Young, like niggas today, you don't see none of these young niggas doing that.
No.
These young niggas on some other shit. We was at the, you know, we was when hip-hop was turning to the West Coast. Hip-hop, the West Coast was having hip-hop during that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't going to say that because we were still rocking a lot of the East Coast shit.
Oh,
We was still rocking Herbie Hancock shit. We was just young and shit. These motherfuckers don't have no idea. We've been doing this shit for a long time.
Man, you know, and, man, Mook, I've been knowing you since high school, so, fuck, we in our 50s.
Motherfucker,
so I've been knowing you like 30, 40 years.
Motherfucker gonna let me retire for shit. I was like, I'm retired, nigga. You better dust off them turntables. I'm having a party. What? Damn,
I've been knowing this nigga for over 40 years. Wait, no, I can't say 40. I say at least 30.
Yeah, at least 30.
30 years. I've been knowing this cat. We was in high school, bro.
Oh, yeah. Doing all that.
Okay. This is him, the one that my homeboy and them tripped on. Okay. I apologize for that. Still.
30 years. More, probably 30 plus, but you know what I'm saying? Nigga,
Then Candyman hit, then we started to get a little bit more fame, get a little bit more out there, doing them shows all over L.A., all over the place.
All them niggas did is scratch down Palace, though. Them niggas did is scratch down Palace when we was fucking. We wasn't even 18. When we had
we
stay
out that late.
I'm telling y'all,
had a whole club.
We had a club and we wasn't even 18 years old.
Have Sydney come and hook up the sound. That nigga called me to do a party for him about 2 weeks ago. Right across the street from the Nickerson Guards. I was like, set me up. I went over there. I did that shit. I was like, Huda was way cool. I'm like,
bro, we was in high school and go and do high school dances at other motherfucking high school. Ain't that crazy? So, I remember we did the high school high school dance at Dorsey, and Sydney came and put a big-ass pyramid of motherfucking speakers. Nigga, we would leave our school while we was in high school to go do dances at
another
high school.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Nobody.
Nigga, we are students in high school. At Fremont High School, we leave our high school to go on DJ a high school at another high school. That shit is crazy as fuck.
When you think about it, nigga, that's how much we was on. We was like,
okay,
nigga, we about to go get this.
Nigga, we, nigga, Sydney.
Call that nigga Sydney. That nigga Sydney will bring them bumps. That nigga had the biggest sounds than everybody in L.A.
Yep,
that
he
nigga
did.
Still do.
Yep.
Till this day,
yep.
That nigga set up some shit. That nigga, that shit be bumping. That nigga Sydney don't be playing.
That nigga Sydney Thompson had the biggest fucking. I remember when we did that shit at Dorsey. That nigga said, "I don't know what." I know that the motherfuckers, the principal said, "Y'all gotta turn that down because, nigga, we left Fremont." And we went to Dorsey. This nigga had this big-ass pyramid of motherfucking speakers. And the principal said, y'all got to turn that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, we only doing noon dances. See, I don't know, you know, all y'all had noon dances at y'all school, but, nigga, in L.A., we had noon dances.
Nigga, remember we used to bump that square dance rap? We wouldn't play no music until that nigga hooked up all the shit he hooked up. And the first song we play, be bumping like a motherfucker.
Nigga.
Subbing like a motherfucker.
That nigga didn't put the speakers. And look, and the shit didn't even really cost that much. But the whole thing about it was me and Mook had to fuck around to get out of high school our goddamn self to go and do the goddamn noon dances at somebody else's school. And got to get back so we could get to school. So if we had to go and do a dance at another school while we was in school, by the time we'd be like, look, we got to do a dance at Dorsey. So now we got to leave the school, get to Dorsey, but by the time we get to Dorsey or wherever, them motherfuckers already, Sydney was there with the shit already set up. All we got to do is just DJ and leave.
Yep. The life of it all.
Oh, my God. And see, people don't, the youngsters don't even know how easy that shit used to be.
Hey, Scratch, you know what? We ought to crank up another one and do it nationwide and challenge schools to do those dance contests again. Those talent shows and stuff again, because you know they don't channel that energy in school now.
It wasn't about, when it was with us, it was like when lunchtime come around, everybody had noon dances. That's how I met Mook off for a noon dance.
Yeah,
he had the
blood
trying to kill me.
You know, that was the time to show your skill in entertainment.
We got to remember this, too. They cut funding at schools for a lot of this shit.
I was knowing Mook because back in the day, we used to be, we was doing graffiti and shit. Nice to draw Goofy, and Goofy was his motherfucking thing that he drew. And I drew Goofy, too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was my man, that Goofy.
I used to draw Goofy, too. So me, I was like, nigga, I had Goofy first, nigga. We was in high school, nigga.
Nigga writing on walls.
How many times did y'all get 20 slips?
I don't know how many times I got torches. I don't get torches. I wish I didn't get no torches.
They give you torches slips back in?
We got torches slips, but them motherfuckers, we wasn't. We was on some
no, we didn't
shit.
Fuck. We didn't do none of that shit. We just went back to school, whatever the fuck they was talking about. We don't remember none of that shit. We didn't do none of that shit.
Hell no. We wasn't even on that shit. We was
straight
way beyond torty slips.
Y'all
was
straight up thugs and fierce thugs.
We was way beyond torty slips.
Young breed of thugs. That's how y'all was.
Hey,
no, we had a lot of teachers that had our back.
Oh, yeah, really. It seems like all the teachers had our back.
That's because y'all were outstanding kids.
That was terrorizing the school, not the motherfuckers that
was involved.
Y'all
were outstanding kids.
Nigga, all the teachers had our back. I'm telling you.
See, we wasn't gangbangers. We was too ambitious. Like, we was already about our business. Them gangbangers, them niggas wasn't going to no classes. We would go to classes.
Yeah.
Now, don't get us wrong. But we had to work. We went to work.
Yeah. Showing up.
And see, the whole thing about it is people didn't understand. They were like, they were like, well, damn, scratch, you gangbang, but you go to class every day. But then when I finally realized, like, how can I gang bang and ain't nobody paying me to do this shit? It's like, how the fuck you gonna be a gang banger? It ain't like motherfucker be like, okay, you bang for all day, so you know here go 500. That shit didn't make no sense to me. And then, look, all of the motherfucking bloods that when I went to junior high school, they was all got, they said they was Crips, but they was all bloods.
Yeah.
They wasn't saying that they was Crips, but we just thought they was Crips.
Yeah,
nigga, Drew, nigga, all them niggas said they was Crips. Nigga, Trey D, Cartoon.
Had that look, see, but they never, them niggas, they all us, but they
but
had that
why
look.
Why was they was wearing blue, though?
Yeah, I mean, you, I can't say them niggas was saying Crip, because I was right there with them niggas, because when I first got to Fremont, my first day, they was all flamed up, and I was like,
oh, they was flamed up when I got to Fremont? Oh, my God.
You niggas done switched up, so see, I was like, okay,
I'm taking beer cans. I'm sitting up here. I'm nervous.
What you mean, subscribe?
Because, man, I always talk about this.
You was hanging around
all the niggas that I was at Drew with, Drew Junior High School, they was like, yeah, cuz. And then when I get to Fremont, they was going, what's up, blood? I'm like, oh, shit.
I never heard one of them, none of them niggas say cuz, because when I think about it, I'm like, cuz, like, cuz.
Impossible.
Nigga, that nigga Trey D. Cuz. Cartoon. Cuz. Static. Cuz. Static was a motherfucking swan living with the goddamn East Coast.
Hey, them niggas was real blood. Them niggas was really crazy, too. They probably ain't even here now. But,
oh, no. Static
hey,
got killed.
Hey.
I told you about Fabian.
You got to remember.
That nigga Fabian was
remember
shooting at us across the street. Nigga, every time we walked to the liquor store, that nigga Static, Fabian was across the street. Nigga, we got shot at least about 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Much as I've been to that store with y'all, boy, I'm glad I never had to experience none of that shit.
I wouldn't want you to, he about to say, oh,
I knew
shit,
Peggy was giving y'all a hard time during that time. That was the time when we was all just turning motherfucking grown. We was still young.
I'm telling you, once me and Moo got together and
we was
school,
like in our 20s.
Yep, for sure. And then we used to walk through that goddamn store, and motherfucker Fabian used to sit over there in the cut. I'm like, how come
the borderline was
not catch this nigga?
The nigga be sitting on the borderline.
Yeah,
across
he right on the borderline, mid- looking at us.
The shit ain't funny, but the shit is funny.
No, that shit is funny. Yeah. Hell, we ain't got hit.
Nobody got
but
hit.
Damn, now that. You know one of my niggas is with me. He probably like, I ain't getting ready to shoot him because Mook is over there with him. That's probably what happened.
Oh, man. What I realized that them niggas was just going to kill each other because I fucked with all them niggas over there from Kitchen
I know,
Chris.
Man.
Like these niggas was killing each other. Now I'm like, y'all niggas is just gonna kill each other like that? Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
Like, can we all just get along in this motherfucker? Them niggas was like, hell the fuck no.
Hell no.
Okay, well.
If you really think about all the beef that hoods have, 9 times out of 10 is behind a female.
Them niggas was just gangbanging because
Raymond
Washington then was walking through niggas' neighborhoods beating them up. So them niggas started that shit, but they wasn't killing niggas, they was beating niggas up. That's what they was doing. You either had to be a Crip or you was gonna get beat up. The niggas that stood up against that shit was how the blood got burned. Because the blood was neighborhood and streets of niggas that wasn't standing for that shit. Nigga, you come on this street, nigga, you're going to have to fight this whole street, nigga. We ain't going for none of that shit. So some of them neighbors, like the Brim, the Bounty Hunters, Compton, Pyru, them niggas, they wasn't going for that shit. Them niggas was like, soon as them niggas come over here, it's going to be blood on ours because.
Hey, look, Moo. I'll tell you, my nigga. That's it. You know, just visualizing all that shit. This is like pop, 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 pop. That's the way that shit was, my nigga.
That's when the motherfucking Ronald Reagan now. Let them niggas sell us them guns, though. When they bought them guns and them dope, that crack over here, made that shit, this shit turned into the wild. Now, we was able to play against the street across the street, you know, the niggas across the street. Play sports or play, you know, we would play outside and shit. We would play basketball at the schools, the parks. We would play with each other. But when
nigga, that shit would go in the house.
Nigga, they start shooting and shit. Once they start shooting, nigga, if you had parents, they was like, oh, hell no. Them niggas done lost their mind out there.
But right? I'm going to tell you, Moo, didn't nobody really have guns. The only people that had guns when they went up there and they got their mama and their daddy guns out, they fucking out.
That's what I'm telling you. When Raymond Washington them was, they was knuckling up. They was beating niggas up.
Nigga, the businessman. Remember the businessman?
Matter of fact, Raymond Washington wasn't even with the shooting. He wasn't with all that. That nigga was, them niggas was
wasn't he a slossing? Wasn't he a slossing businessman? Them motherfuckers used to sit around with suits and walk around with their goddamn
Raymond Washington, can his parents may have been that. Avenue. Remember, Compton Avenue was the Avenue. Yeah, them was they turned into the, like the Kitchen Crips, you know, but that was the Avenues during that time. And, you know, then it's in the East Coast. That's who killed him, his own homeboy. Killed the nigga because the nigga wasn't with the guns. That nigga didn't have no gun with them when them niggas killed behind some Daytons or some shit. That's when it started, the Crips, and the Crips was running wild. Actually, the gang banging now is not like it used to be, but it evolved into something more dangerous. These young niggas call it dangerous. These niggas are dangerous for real.
These niggas, it's a whole different, it's a wild, 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 wild west.
Yeah, niggas, you don't want to just run up on them with your backpack on. And it ain't even school.
I want
to run into them niggas.
They want a name.
We've been here, I mean, you know, when we talk about all this, we've been here for 50 years. Well, I've been 50 plus. But we've been here all this fucking time. And evidently, especially with you, Mook, we have dodged bullets all our life.
Yeah.
Let's think about how many people we lost while we was dodging bullets.
Niggas wasn't making it past 30. They wasn't even making it 2/3.
No, they can't.
They was all dying in their 20s.
They couldn't.
Them niggas living a life, though, in that little short time when they were getting, you know, shot and shit like that.
We have, the thing about it is what I say about everybody, even if you was gang banging or not, and you still on the right side of the dirt, you got to make something happen for yourself in order for you to motherfucking fulfill your destiny. We here for a reason. Damn.
You
I mean, when the motherfucker, nigga, when I was in, nigga, I don't know if you was, when you was, if you was in Fremont, nigga, the motherfucking, 8 trays. They shot me in the hand, nigga. That, remember we used to have the radios in the bag?
Yeah.
Nigga, I jumped the fence, and they were shooting at the swans on the other side. That nigga hit me in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, and I was running like a motherfucker, and I had my radio in my mouth and shit. I had the bag in my mouth with the radio. We used to always have the radio. Nigga, we had a radio like a motherfucker. Nigga, and I ran through the goddamn hallway. I didn't even know I was hit. The motherfucker hit me in my hand.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Nigga, right at the student parking lot at Fremont.
Yeah. I remember. I can remember all of that.
Man. But look, though, we still alive. You got married. Congratulations. I'm giving to have you the bombest shit that you ever seen in your life. That's it. Render right now. That shit's like 16 hours. And right now it's like 13 hours.
Yeah, well, I'm put that shit on my face. I mean, I'm on my YouTube channel. See how many hits I can get.
Oh, dude. When these motherfuckers look at this shit, they can really be like, that shit is fire as fuck.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a big crowd for that wedding. You know, a lot of people is appealing to that. You might can get some followers from that. That's my whole thing is followers. That's the key word, followers. Followers. You know, my homeboy Black Rosebud, he's a comedian. He's a Trump supporter. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this nigga got his on his YouTube channel. He was bashing the hell out of Biden before the election. You know, going for Trump. Don't you know that
the motherfucker that was doing your shit at the wedding?
Yeah, that nigga right there.
Oh,
let me tell
Lord.
You. White people loved that nigga. When that nigga was supporting Trump, fucking around with them white folks, you know, he fucked with niggas, but, you know, niggas didn't do nothing for him. Them white folks, though, man, them white folks broke that nigga off every time that nigga asked for it.
Man,
don't even be pointing these motherfuckers. When they had that on January 9th, the white folks sent that nigga out there to Washington, first class, sent the nigga 10 racks, told him to take his camera and his
Mass have been good to me, boss.
Wait a minute.
Call it what you want.
Hey, look.
Call it what you want.
When you watch.
I was speaking for me. Well, Mass have been good to me.
The thing is, the niggas he just supported Trump, and you know the niggas was coming down hard on him, but the niggas didn't get that nigga a dime. When he started fucking with them white folks, and then white folks started loving that nigga, they started breaking him off.
Mm-hmm. I've been campaigning on political campaigns for years, man. Well, I've been doing this shit. I've been white folks. They took care of niggas.
He's a sellout and make money.
Yeah, that's what.
Or I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you call it the nigga a sellout, but you won't send a nigga $1,000 just because the nigga trying to be a YouTube influencer.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And you go work for them political campaigns. One of the Republican candidates, I worked for like 12 Republican candidates down here in San Diego, man. Let me tell you something. Every time I show up, man, you gonna hand out 1,000 flyers for them, nigga. You get $1,000.
Feel me?
Nigga, they not playing. They gonna pay a nigga, man. For real.
Money ain't no problem to these motherfuckers. Money only problem to niggas. Niggas be all on their hangups and shit. But that nigga, he'll tell his story, man. He was like, man, black motherfucker, when my mama got sick, man, I couldn't get a dime out these niggas. But when I asked them white folks,
yeah,
they said they took care of
him. Come on.
He took care of.
White folk, if you do white folk business, you know what I'm saying? You could manipulate white folks a different way than you can manipulate black folks. Hey, I'm a Democrat.
What it is?
I bet you if I just said I'm a motherfucking Republican, I bet you I could make more money.
I wasn't even a Republican at all. I'm an independent, you know what I'm saying? But shit, once they know you can work and you show up on the days you say you're going to come, they know you working, they going to give you future work, man. These niggas will leave you out here broke.
So you just neutral. So you mean you fuck around.
Yeah, they will.
And you work for the Republicans, but you will work
for the
Democrats too.
I'll work for the Democrats too. The same way I work for both of them sometime at the same time.
I don't know. My whole thing is this. If I'm down with you, I'm down with you. If I'm down with the Democrats, I ain't doing nothing for Republicans because I'm not trying to switch sides.
Man, they all hang with each other. What you talking about?
If I'm down with Rev Ali and motherfucking Buddha Ali ain't down with you,
oh, but you taking it somewhere else. We talking about getting paid, scratching, surviving and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can buy you a couple more of them hurricanes fucking with these Republican candidates, nigga. How many hurricanes you want, nigga?
My payday.
Hey, Scratch, you know what it is, man? It's just the Democrats is so much for the people, and the people is so down, you know, that they can't help the people get up. And them Republicans basically like, look, you motherfuckers can run the same race we run. Just get in the motherfuckers.
Republicans,
that's what
is
niggas
more,
ain't doing. They not getting in the race.
Republicans
is
rich.
That's
why they want to stay rich.
And when
they
see a working nigga,
stopping you from getting rich either. They ain't stopping you.
They sure ain't. They help you. Once they load you, show up on the days you supposed to show up, nigga, they will keep you working.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all make y'all Republican money and then just shoot something to me.
Well, that's where some of that back money came from. When I shot you that $100, that was a Republican $100 bill, nigga.
No, that was $100 because you lost the bet.
That's that mentality.
No, nigga, that $100 came out of my stash from the Republicans. I pulled that out.
Okay. Well, right now, I'm short, so shoot some of that Republican money.
No, we got to make
this
Sunday. If your team wins, you won't be short. Let's make this Sunday and see what happens.
Shoot the Republican money over here right now.
Hey,
all of this shit that we talking about is conspiracy.
Open your mind, Scratch. Open your mind.
This is so conspiracy theory. That everybody is thinking that the thing that they doing is right when it's not probably really right. But
man, look, I go where the bag's at. I don't care who got the bag, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Independents, nigga, the LGBTQ, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm going out there and get the money, man.
Well, let your boy hold
up. You ain't got to hang with him. Get your paperwork, hit the streets, come back, check out, get your check. You ain't got to go to the bar with him.
But
I'm going to tell you, Scratch, don't let the Democrats hold you down. Just because you vote for them, because you
don't let
with
the Cowboys hold you down.
Nah, ain't no Cowboys gonna hold me down. That ain't the point.
If that's the case, shit, let me hold $1,000. You know my Cash App. Let me hold $1,000.
You gotta get your Cash App. Yeah, just me and a brother know your Cash App. You talking to two people. You gotta be talking to a million people. That's what's
okay.
Today, that's what's
well, see, that's what my nigga Mook is trying to tell us. We just going to jump
hey,
on.
You,
I'm
gonna tell you, bro. Whack 100.
And by the way,
is the only nigga that's out of the gangster culture that's going against gangster shit. He's going against. You know why? Because it ain't working for niggas. The snitching ain't working for niggas. You all gonna get snitched on. It ain't working. It ain't no code. Why niggas is broke, he gonna get his bag because he's going against the whole brand. He managed a snitch. A snitch that all
right,
snitch
right.
On a motherfucker who did harm to him. Like what you expect for that white boy to do or whatever the fuck he is, what was he supposed to do when motherfuckers is trying to kill him?
And by the way,
he ain't a gangster.
And by the way, my nigga Moo is a 49er fan. Yeah.
Yeah, 49. I told him.
I thought I was
Cowboys.
Oh, shit. Here we go to 49ers.
Y'all, watch.
They be taking a bus ride home on Sunday.
Hey, Scratch, don't you got a yard down there?
Hey, Scratch, I'm going to bring you some tissue.
I'm going to wear my Ronnie Lott jersey for you, Scratch.
Well, you better, because I'm wearing every quarter I'm going to change my jersey.
Well, I ain't got that many of them. I got Roger Craig and Ronnie Lott, and that's it.
All I got is what you got the fuck. If you a Cowboy fan and you can't even send a goddamn jersey to me, you should have sent them motherfuckers like last week type of shit.
Well, I mean, you know, why should I do that? I had love for them. You know, I keep them jerseys, man. These
you ain't
know what I'm saying?
Shit,
you got to get your own,
my brother.
Mook, you really get this nigga? He got this nigga a Cowboy fan with a Ronnie Lott jersey.
That's right. Ronnie Lott came from my hood out there in Baldwin Hills, played Pop Warner football.
But you didn't.
Yeah,
you was whack as fuck.
Huh?
You from Baldwin Hills?
Yeah, I grew up over there off of Romeo Road, LeBron.
Man, this nigga over here whack ass football skills when none of them motherfuckers, all they goddamn pop on
Maverick Flat.
All they pop on Maverick Flat, where was that? You just happy.
I played Pop Warner football for years, man.
Jersey, the motherfuckers probably gonna be.
Only reason why I didn't play for Dorsey, because them niggas was too fast at Dorsey. They wasn't as fast as they was at Baldwin.
You got a Roger Craig jersey.
Nigga, he was light skinned, nigga. I'm a light skinned nigga.
Huh? I'm a light skin.
You was up in Baldwin Hills when Wings and Things was over there?
Wings and Things.
What you mean? That was way. When Wings and Things came later. I've been in Baldwin Hills since 1970.
Man, I'm about to play some music. I ain't fucking with y'all. Hold on. Let me see. That's DJ.
Did you know the
song
was over there when they came?
Music. Man, we still, damn, 33 minutes. I thought I had more time than this. Y'all motherfuckers wasted all my time talking about y'all goddamn whack-ass Cowboys.
The 49ers, we didn't say shit about the Cowboys. You did.
Cowboys.
I'm telling you about it now.
We need to get that MGM popping up in Vegas and that Stratosphere. Wherever you stay, wherever Vegas is available, we need to get that shit popping.
I'm going to play one of my motherfucking, let me see, what goddamn song. I'm playing one of my goddamn songs. I'm probably going to play two of them. Stratosphere
had too many St. Ives.
No, I ain't had enough, nigga.
Oh yeah.
I'm about to go fucking ham.
Jim, my favorite scratch.
Which one?
You know I like the man. Come on, dog.
The man.
On your radio, I'm bring one of my homeboys from True Blue.
You let my shit
from True Blue on the radio, so.
Yeah.
Who was? Radio, y'all call us, man. We got about 30 minutes. Give us a call, 323-642-1597.
Who are you talking to?
I'm banging all my goddamn shit all the way out this yacht.
Bust them out. Break one of my songs in the middle of it. Bust it out.
I ain't playing none of your shit.
Play one of my songs, man.
Cowboy fans don't get no song.
Let me get a Cowboy song. One Cowboy song.
I think got one.
Y'all motherfuckers stupid fuck.
Hey, play that Space Cowboy, Scratch. Space Cowboy.
I'm not playing none of y'all shit.
He's bad.
What, you missed that?
The Space Cowboy.
That is sour, man. That is sour. That's so sour.
We're going to have to talk about this radio station. I'm not going to play no more of y'all songs for the rest of the year. I'm just going to play all my goddamn songs.
Give us a Garth Brooks.
If you play all your songs, we going to be dead when you finish.
Oh, hell yeah. Of course. I'm just saying, I'm not getting ready to play no more of y'all song, man. is King Scribe Gizzard. True West.
You mean XO?
Hey, Scrap.
Do
you
remember the hollow grenade?
Goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. King Scrap, King Scrap. True West, for life, for life. Remember that, remember that. Be the chief, but that ain't nothing but an idiot. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to King, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. 4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTV's on your banners and shit. You don't have no song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or a record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass, niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
To the young mother, that's right. I feel you. Mama's just a little girl, don't nobody understand. I feel you.
Born a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls. A heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why. Some underhanded plans witness a man die. Was only 15, should have been the beauty queen still. See her crying by the caskets when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry. Cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise. When they find out you're pregnant, no money, no home. And even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby go, I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama, when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl.
At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, she got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we wait, though it takes time to build the body and the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy of mine, of the tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like the rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise 3 men? So we began close as family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe, and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snaps. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How can mama bring a thug like me in this world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfilled prophecy, but who can stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's been paying back society. I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I jet it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many tears out of worry. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know it ain't fair, but we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas want? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world. Cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. I ain't facing all this trauma. Cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. From which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the rose that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roses. This is the concrete, and these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. You see, mama's just a little girl.
I've been stressed so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up as I'm up, and I'm cleaner than my flock. So I don't need the love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck Bible. Yeah, he sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. But get up, they don't like you. I grind like I lost my dog. I lost my dog. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I lost some homies, I so lost some plugs. I so lost some plugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be trippin' sometimes, it's a drug, sometimes it's drugs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just living this life in this mud.
Living this life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa. Right around the city like who can I trust?
Can
I guess
trust?
Just me, BMG ain't got a bug.
Yeah,
west
yeah.
Side, west side, east side, it's all up. We all gon' rip, ride, it's all up. Step around the corner, bunch of niggas stole one. Lately I been on one, she feeding the blow one. Money dancing back to back like Soul Train. Got me shitting on them like Kevin Hart on Soul Plane. Straight up out the mud with the bullshit. Money on flood, so I locked in like a full pit. Lost so many homies, got the homies on the pulpit. It's a cold game, Jack Frost can even feel this. Yeah, everything that I touch is gold old school. Fuck around talking, get folded like clothes do. I keep it rolling like the ghost folks. Spark up, get ghosts like the six folks.
I be rolling down big, rolling down Crenshaw, smoking on a stick. Yeah, I keep it real, but they fake it in a wig. Said I can't lie, shit, I'm trying to do it big, low-key like Q-Crib. When the wheel stop, you gon' see a nigga change. I'm just treating you the same, so you can see your games. She be talking to me like a nigga froze summer. Friend be acting funny like a nigga stole from her mind game.
I grind like I lost my dog, I lost my dog.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. I lost some homies, I so lost some flaws, so lost some flaws.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug, sometimes it's drugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm just living this life in this mud,
living this life in this mud.
Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Can
I guess
trust?
Just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, inside, it's all love. I've been stressed so much, that's why I roll and stay coughing. Straight up on the mug, and I'm cleaner than my flock. So I don't need the love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck five. Yeah, I sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. Forget if they don't like you. Had trust issues all on my way up. I keep my bitch at my phone, yeah, she stay up. Go and trip in this to your face like makeup. I'ma still shine, no chain, yeah, no Jacob. I ain't know I'm a problem. Oh, why, I'm a problem. I just know they hate cause they can't ride the wave. They wanna lock my body, throw my mind in a cage. Cops steady knocking at my door. I don't give a fuck, I didn't even hide the drawer. Got a lot up on my mind, shit I need to hide it for. Damn it, I be tripping, I left some work on the store. I just wanna grow, it ain't just talking no.
I like I lost my dog, I lost my dog.
Whoa, whoa. I lost some homies, I still lost some flaws,
I still lost some flaws.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug, sometimes it's drugs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm just living this life in this mud,
it's like in mud.
Whoa, whoa. Ride around the city like who can I trust?
Can I
guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love.